Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev. Before we get into the teaching, we want to ask everybody to pray for the folks in Florida or anybody who's in the wake of this new hurricane.
Yes.
Pray for protection, not only from physical injury or property damage or anything else. So
we
just
have
pray
many,
in the name
many
of Jesus.
Partners in Florida.
Yes, we do.
And friends.
And friends, we do. Hallelujah.
All right.
You know, speaking of friends,
yes,
I remember one time we were visiting our friends Randy and Laurel Zeman. Randy's now in heaven. The Zeman, and the Rand, as we called it.
Mm-hmm.
We went out to dinner. I don't know if you remember this. The waiter announced that it was happy hour and drinks were half priced. I told him that every hour is happy hour for us.
That's
I don't
it.
Know if you remember that or not. But that's the way it should be for all Christians. Every hour is happy hour, and we should begin each day with happy hour.
And believing God for everything.
And yeah, I'm sure you understand, we're not talking about alcohol experience. I think we're getting high with the Holy Spirit.
That's it.
During the first hour of the day.
And every other hour of the day. That's what we do with Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
That's it.
We get happy.
Our spiritual guide for the morning is found in Psalm 53, the International Version. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. You know, we mention Psalm 53, and you and I refer to it frequently in our personal conversations. It's one of those verses that should be as natural to us as breathing is to our bodies. And it'd be good to personalize it too. In the morning, O Lord, you hear Sonia's voice. In the morning, Sonia lays her request before you and waits in expectation.
Amen.
Hallelujah. One morning, let me say it this way. Our morning expectation will bring daily manifestation in God's rewards. But we have to expect that. Proverbs 24:14, Classic Amplified. So shall you know skillful and godly wisdom to be thus for your life. If you find it, then shall there be a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off. You know, honey, many mornings, you and I, we begin most mornings with a little music.
I like music.
Yeah.
I like to pump it up.
Yes, you do.
And get in the Spirit of God.
That's it. This joy that we have.
That's right.
The world didn't give it to us. And the world
Hallelujah.
Can't take it away.
That's it.
That's one of them. Oh, happy day.
Mm-hmm.
That's
another one.
Talking with Jesus.
That's another one.
Holy water. Well, we better stop. We got lots of them. Hope you got them.
Amen.
You know, we just, speaking of holy day, I remember speaking with Pastor Kelvin Wells one time. And when he introduced me, he had his media people play old Happy Duty, old Happy Day video. And it brought tears to my eyes. Hallelujah.
The point is, really, though, we need to begin each day filled with supernatural expectation about how God is manifestation. It's his presence, his peace, protection, promises, power, promotion, and provision.
Yes.
And you know, if you don't do it already, you need to keep a prayer journal. Write down what you're asking God and praying about. And then when he gives you an answer, then put that praise in your journal.
Yeah.
You know, when we get specific with God, he gets specific with us. And you know, honey, it actually kind of takes me with a little throwback, because we had testimonies come in from the Labor Day.
Yes, we did.
People getting, you know, set, people have given, and they said money, unexpected money came in.
Yes.
You know, we
some great testimonies.
We do. And we have another, we've got another miracle in the middle of your miracle letter going out. So just yes, be on the lookout. Anyway,
the point of it is, says,
you're in the middle of a miracle.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And you are, because you know what? God is on the throne.
But you know, go ahead.
Go ahead, babe.
You need to begin every day with a positive expectancy about supernatural favor, divine connections, revelatory insight, and yes, even goals that you want to have accomplished. So here's a question. Do you expect to feel God's presence during your prayer, Bible reading, and meditation each morning? As you begin your day with your prayer requests identified and your goals before you, remember to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Mm.
Stephen Covey, in his powerful book, Seven Secrets of Highly Effective People, he said that the main thing is to keep the main thing, the main thing. If you've not read this book, we encourage you to do so. The main thing is another way of saying stay focused on your vision, your calling, your mission, your goals.
In other words, Jesus.
That's it.
Jesus was focused and he knew why he was here. In Luke 19:10, it says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Jesus focused on his mission. He kept the main thing the main thing. John 9:4, Living Bible, it says, "All of us must quickly carry out the task assigned us by the one who sent me, for there is little time left before the night falls and all work comes to an end." You don't hear that so much, but I'm telling you, we need to heed it. We're closer than we've ever been. Need to create a daily to-do list. If God is speaking to you, if he's, you know, directing you in certain towards certain goals, you need to reflect on those. Ask the Lord about timelines. Create, you know, an accomplished daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. I mean, put down when he speaks to you, put it down.
That's it.
The point of it is you don't have to be a rocket scientist. You just need to be sitting before the Lord still enough to be able to hear his voice. The point is you just get concise in putting down, you like write the vision, make it plain. He says that you can, they may run, who can read it. Meaning you need to kind of keep honing in on what it is God's called you to do so that you can continually be tweaking it the way God wants you to tweak it
and
putting it before him.
And your goals need to be in a doable plan.
Yeah.
If you have difficulty, just send us an email and we'll help you. Remember the word concise when you mail us.
There you go. The thing is, you know, you need, if you're wanting to accomplish your to-do list and it gets you fired up and excited, then you have a whole new attitude about your ability to accomplish things because God is stirring your spirit. You need to spend enough time with him to let him stir your spirit. You'll also find it beneficial to create and monitor your not-to-do list. Are you there? Not-to-do list. That would mean don't let negative people spend all the time, you know, take up all your time. You have a choice in the matter. You need to stay away from news programs that fill your mind full of negative events that you can do nothing about anyway. And be careful of time vampires. Those people who like to suck the life out of your day.
That's so true.
And it can happen. But, you know, be sensitive to the people who need you. Walk away from the people who are trying to drain you. The point is we could go on. But, you know, staying away from negative people and events is a choice that we can make. And if you want to keep focused, start your day in the morning carefully. Be careful about the friends that you hang around with.
That's it.
Negative people tend to break your focus and hinder your ability to keep, like we talked about, the main thing, the main thing.
Amen. We want to say one more thing about the main thing and your focus. Don't focus on your setbacks. Spend your time planning your comeback. We've said numerous times before that our focus will either be a destiny maker or a destiny breaker, whichever we desire. When it comes to miracle manifestation, we must focus our faith and we must be specific. In fact, We need to be very specific when we ask God for a miracle. Be exact in your request for a specific salary increase or business opportunity. Don't simply ask just for more money. Focus on the particular need you want God to meet. Don't let anyone's attitude or words distract you. Matthew 7:9-11.
There you go.
Oh, what man is there for you, whom if his son asked bread, would he give a stone? Or if he asked a fish, he'd give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more should your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Now take Matthew 7, verses 1-11. I'm just going to read part of it in the Message Bible. Matthew 7, 1-11. Don't bargain with God. Be direct. Ask for what you need. This isn't a cat and mouse hide and seek game we're in. If your child asks for bread, do you trick him with sawdust? If he asks for fish, do you scare him with a live snake on a plate? As bad as you are, you wouldn't think of such a thing. You're at least decent to your own children. So don't you think God, who conceived you in love, will be even better? Hallelujah. When you get specific with God, he gets specific with you. So focus your faith on the miracle that you desire.
So, you know, as we journey through today, this day, it's good to share what we've been experiencing with, like, your prayer partner. Hopefully you have one. You can't trust everybody with your private thoughts or your problems, but everybody needs someone. One cannot multiply. Two is the secret of multiplication. Jesus issued this formula really for prayer power. It's called the prayer of agreement, and we don't need to ignore it. In Matthew 18:19 said, "Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Matthew 18, verses 18 through 20, Message Bible says it this way. Take this most seriously, a yes on earth is a yes in heaven, and a no on earth is a no in heaven. What you say to one another is eternal. I mean this, when two of you get together on anything at all on earth and make a prayer of it, my Father in heaven goes into action. And when two or three of you are together because of me, you can be sure that I'll be there.
Wow.
Powerful. You know,
honey, you and I desire to be prayer partners.
Yes.
For people, because we take prayer seriously.
Yes, we do.
I mean, there have been days where we spend 18 to 20 hours praying.
There were times.
People's individual requests.
Yep, we've done it Labor Day like we just did. And we would also, sometimes 4th of July, and financial independence, and New Year's Day.
And New Year's Day.
That's right.
And when we receive your responses, no matter how many thousands, we don't put them all in a big pile and lay all over them while praying. We pick up every single request and call your names out personally before the Lord. We also mention specific prayer requests because that's just how God has us doing things.
That's it.
So purpose in your heart to begin each new day with expectation, with a clear plan and focus for what you want to accomplish. And you will find that you'll be energized by the word as you establish this pattern.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Well, join us every morning at 8:30 Eastern for Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
That's right.
And until tomorrow morning, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you.
We do.
Bye-bye.